Oscar Wilde once said, "Damn it, sir, it's your duty to get married. You can't always be living for pleasure."
Greetings! Hello and welcome to the show. Colourful conversations with clergyman Pete and businessman Mark. This week we debate Jeff Bezos and the big divorce bill. Well, the global statistics for the divorce rate seems to be on the increase. And that seems to come to a figure of 251.8% since 1960. Wow. But more importantly, the world's richest man, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, and his wife, Mackenzie, have agreed a record-breaking divorce settlement of at least an eye-watering $35 billion. That equates to about £27 billion. Wow. Whew. Well, goodness me, that is a record. Well, as many people do wonder, what is the point of having a divorce on that scale? Bearing in mind that it actually is quite ironic that Jeff Bezos actually employed his wife way back in the early days when he first set up Amazon. There's a lesson there somewhere. Don't marry an employee. Well, nevertheless, those people who do suffer with divorce bills are certainly in for a big surprise. Yes, some of them may be taken for a ride. The course of a divorce can finally lead to separation, yet to enforce the divorce requires an accusation. If your spouse is a dark horse in the court of arbitration, you may be saddled with remorse and large sequestration. Yes, folks, that's your assets seized and removed. Nasty. Yeah. Clergyman Pete.
Yes.
I must say that divorce is a serious subject, and we will cover that, but it has some silly sides as well. So what's your thought on the high divorce rate going around the world? What is going on?
Well, I think that the reason that it's so much a source of humour down through the years is because it's so important to people. Underneath the jokery and the frippery, people take marriage very seriously, or they take their sexual relationships very seriously, and it's very important to them. And so it becomes a point, as death has done and sex itself has done, as a point at which you have to joke or you just cry all the time. So that's I think that divorce statistics from around the world show that there is a big problem with divorce, but it's not one sort of uniform level. I mean, in Britain, for example, the divorce rates are at their lowest since 1972. And so we've had a return to those levels in opposite-sex marriage. Of course, in Britain at the moment, same-sex marriages are allowed. But I mean, at some point we'll be able to quote statistics and comment on that. I mean, you could do now, but there's been so few of them so far, it's difficult to make any definitive judgment, I think. It would be unfair to do so. But for taking your traditional marriages, it seems to be that it's coming back in England and Wales. As to why that's different, well, I mean, we can explore that a little bit. But what's interesting is, of course, when you're talking about marriage and a marriage splitting up, quite often what you're including is children losing their parents,
yes,
as a couple. So it may be very difficult, and often it is very difficult for the couple splitting up, but it's a disaster. It's the whole world coming apart for the children. And I think that's a point that is sometimes glossed over. It's not just, oh, they find it difficult, but they'll cope. Research shows, and I know this from speaking with people who come from a home in which the parents divorced, it's literally like you died. It's a complete and utter disaster. They never get over it.
Yes. Well, interestingly enough, the statistics have actually sort of brought out which countries have the highest rate of divorces, and some of the results are actually quite surprising. So, Clergyman Pete, I know that, year in, year out, you marry people on a regular basis. Not you personally, but you are, as a clergyman, do marry them. But the fact is that there are certain countries that seem to be having a problem. So I'm going to ask you
Yes,
then,
go on.
on a global basis, which country by divorce rate do you think is the highest
Okay, now
in the
I'm
world?
yes, now this as an interesting question, gentle listener. This was teed up before the show that Mark was going to ask this, and I haven't cheated, haven't looked up, so I have no idea, but I'm going to guess. So, what you're asking is which is the highest rate of opposite sex marriage
Yes,
divorce in the
I
world?
can tell you it's 87%. So just to give you a little bit of a clue,
Can you,
87% divorce,
yes, now can you give a little bit more detail? When they say divorce, is it divorce after a certain amount of time? Because otherwise, it's
No,
div
no, it just, well,
it must have a
they have
methodology
given a
then.
clue, yes, that people who are above 21 years of age, I know that there are some countries that won't allow it and will allow it depending on a certain age, but they've classified it as 21 years old and married for a minimum of 2 years.
Okay, right. Well, that's you need to have the time because otherwise they might not just be divorced yet. You sort of mean, if you do the divorce rate.
Indeed.
So you got the minimum of 2 years and then divorced. Because of course most divorces
Yes.
happen within the first 2 years, by
Well,
far.
quite.
So if
Yeah.
that's the basis, I'm going to say China.
Nope.
The answer is not China.
Definitely not
Okay, it's
China.
not China. In that case, I'm going to say. It's the United States of America land.
Well, United States of America land, it is not. They are fifth on the
Oh, the fifth,
list.
but where's China? Is it not even on the list? Did I misread the
Well,
question?
I'm sure that there is, but they're certainly not in the top 10.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. Well, that gives me I could sort of
I'll
take
give you a
I'll go
clue.
for somewhere
It's in
similar to
Europe.
I'm going to go for somewhere similar to America. I'm going to
It's
say Brit
Europe.
no, not it won't be Britain. It will be
We're still in Europe
France.
at time of recording.
No, I'm going for
France,
France.
well, now that's quite remarkable. They are third. I'm going to give you one more go and see if you can get it.
Okay. So I don't think it is Britain, no, but not with what I just said with the reduction. But of course it could be. It's just that they reduce from a high rate. So I'm going to
Yes.
say Germany.
Well, remarkably, it's Luxembourg. Now, they only have a population of approximately 500,000 people,
But they're all divorced.
which maybe they just can't get on with one another very well. So, if there's anywhere that you want to go and you want to have a relationship, don't go to Luxembourg. It is extraordinary, isn't it? And there's no real rationale as to what that is. Now, who knows? One could talk about the fact that it's a fairly affluent country, its economy is advanced, and it has good purchasing power, etc., in Europe. But why they have a rate of such a divorce rate, who can tell? Strangely enough, as well, high on the list, just on the list that we've got at the moment, these things do change. But Spain is number two, France is three, Russia is four, the United States is fifth. Germany, six. United Kingdom, we finally got into the chart somewhere, seventh. New Zealand is eighth. Australia is ninth. But Canada is tenth. That's extraordinary. But I was going to ask you, turning it the other way, who do you think has the lowest divorce rate
Right.
in the world?
Now that's a good question. Okay, I'm going to say the Vatican.
Ah, well. Yes, I suppose technically that's true, but they haven't been classified in this category.
Okay, in that
They
case,
haven't.
no.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say something like Thailand.
No, it's not
No, but
Thailand.
it's close. I'm close, aren't I? It's somewhere oriental like that in this.
No, they're not even in the top 10 lowest.
Oh, what, Thailand aren't? Oh, okay.
No.
No, but it's somewhere like that. I know I've got, I've got you on that. So it's somewhere like that. So it's
I
actually
think it's a
Malaysia, isn't
large
it?
country.
Hmm?
A large country.
A large country. Okay.
Large.
This is the lowest of it's. Oh, it's a large country.
It certainly is. Yeah.
So it's illogical, but is it a large population?
Oh, yes,
No idea.
definitely. And I know every one of them. I've met them all. No, I have not met them all. But I'll tell you, it's India. Now,
Oh no,
remarkably,
I was going to say India.
yes. Yeah, and Chile are at number two, and Colombia is at number three. So again, if you are looking for love, here's a few countries to consider. But the
But I think there's a
dynamics of
problem in
that,
that in the quite a few countries won't have revealed their statistics.
it's quite
Yeah, yeah.
possible, but there may be something that's happening in their culture which suggests that actually having a certain type of
So
relationship with
there
certain
were.
religion, etc., may be having more stability, and
Yes,
we have to consider
okay.
that.
Now you see, but you can the way that you legislate over divorce does have an effect. I mean, if you look at the Divorce Reform Act, which came into effect in England and Wales, that was in 1969. Right? Now, what this Reform Act did was it removed the necessity of having to have a reason for the divorce. You could simply be separated for 2 years. And so in 1971, 2 years later, the divorce rate exceeded 100,000 for the first time. So there were people who just wanted to get divorced, and they took their chance, and they managed to they divorced. But so that was in 1972, right? So when we say it's gone back to 1972, that was a real high point. So it's not actually much of a claim, but it has reduced, and it's on its way down. So ask me again in a few years as to whether it's a real effective decline. But after it's interesting that
Will be is I will ask you this because,
Yes, go on.
well, I was going to ask you because the statistics that I'm referring to come from various sources, but they've been unified by unified lawyers, incidentally, the group called Unified Lawyers. But they, right. Well, the technical glitch was quite simply, can you tell me what you think, in your opinion, is the sole reason why people actually have a divorce?
Yes, that's a really simple to answer. Because they don't want to be married anymore. Yeah, that's
Well,
it.
it's very specific. It's because they claim they're incompatible and grew apart. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? I was going
Oh, I
to.
see. You asking me what was the reason given?
Yes.
Yeah, I
Well,
see.
the irony is that infidelity, which is what most people typically tend to think about, is actually only 18% of the reasons. Drugs is another one,
Yes.
remarkably.
Yes.
Physical, mental abuse, and many other things. But I was going to put something to you, Clergyman Pete. You are a member of the clergy, and I just wanted to ask
Yes,
you,
I am. I'm a
times
business clerk, yes.
change,
Yeah.
relationships change, and
Yes.
attitudes change to
Oh,
relationships.
they
Do
do.
you think it's time that actually, and I think I may have put this to you in the past, but I'm going to put it to you again, which is having a marriage is a good thing. In theory, people should
Indeed.
enter it for the right reasons,
Yep.
but should people be entering it with the view for life? Now, bearing in mind that incompatibility, i.e., people grew apart, people change, people are different from when they may be married in their 20s to when they may be, much
Sure.
older in their 60s and 70s.
Yes, yeah,
Do you
that's
think
true.
there's a cause for basically reappraising the marriage, or do you think it should always be for life?
I think that this the idea that you said I'm building up to an answer, but when I slightly misheard you earlier, say what was the reason for divorce? I was being a bit flippant to say what's the reason for divorce because they don't want to be married anymore. But you were asking me what was the reason they gave, and they say because they've grown apart. I think that's absolute hogwash. That's a pathetic excuse for an excuse. You've grown apart. What is this? What are we doing? Are we giving excuses from we're reading too many romance novels? That's just not real, is
They
it?
didn't say the reasons why they grew
They
apart,
grew
but that's one of
apart.
the
Oh yes, I
reasons.
just don't
Yes.
feel like I'm the same person anymore. Well, bad luck. When you this is what I'm saying. If you get divorced here from this person and you get married to another person, it'll happen again. You may have changed, but so has the other person changed. And if you'd paid attention, you would have changed together and grown closer. You need to pay attention. If you don't, then you'll be unhappy. People who get divorced in general, are not happier afterwards. This, again, there's a lot of research done on this. And in general, people say they're not happier afterwards. I know there's a difference between male and female, in that men are generally happier, continue to be married, despite the fact that they're often the cause for the divorce. Well, you know, the, it takes two, doesn't it, to tango. But is the argument that people are different when they get older an argument for divorce? No. Marriage needs to be for life. It needs to be absolute, or the relationship is not the same. It's not the same sort of thing. And as soon as you can change relationships, you cause a fracturing of society. There was an interesting quote that I saw. It was actually talking about same-sex marriage and divorce. The quote was where the Archbishop of Birmingham, that's a Catholic, Roman Catholic clergyman, had said that this, the fact that you would have same-sex marriage and then they would split up, this would cause a fracturing of society. And the claim was in this article, of course, that isn't the case. He's obviously living in a different society to the rest of us if he doesn't think there's been a fracturing of society. This, I would put the same critique on the claim that you could simply grow apart and therefore you should be able to get divorced or have a fixed-term marriage. No. If you do that, society will fall apart. And I take it from the Bible, which, even if you're not a Christian, you have to admit that the Christian Bible has, through its influence, brought about the most stable and successful civilization, successful in terms of the happiness, the longevity, and just the stability. That's the word I'm searching for. Of the civilizations, they've been based on the Bible. The Western world has been based on that, and so we need to take seriously what the Bible says. And in the Bible, divorce is allowed in exceptional circumstances. But is marriages for life between one man and one woman for life, and divorce is extremely difficult, to the point where God says in the Bible that he hates divorce. You can take it that the Bible also honours marriage. Hebrews 13 verse 4 says, give honour to marriage, remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Remembering that in the New Testament, when it talks about God judging people, it's talking about the way he structured the world, which means the judgment isn't him saying, right, I'm going to zap you. It's the same sort of judgment as, you know, if you go too fast on a road round the corner, you'll crash. Or if you go swimming in this deep pond, you'll drown. It's that sort of judgment. The judgment is, you shouldn't do it because it's bad for you. And so so we see the Bible pointing to this general principle that to have a successful, good, happy, stable society, we need marriages at the heart which are for life. And the excuse that it's because you've grown apart just means you haven't been trying, you haven't been paying attention, because you've been together with the other person. So if you've been paying attention, you'd be different, but you would have been grown different together. And anyway, if you take here this verse from Hebrews 13 verse 4, give honour to marriage. If you put marriage as being important and you're committed to that, then when you're falling out or when you're in a bad mood with each other and it seems like you've grown apart, you'll get through it.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, Jeff Bezos and his wife have put out statements to say it's an amicable divorce. I don't really see how the term amicable and divorce sit well in a sentence.
No, there have been,
as we know, many other noticeable and costly divorces. Rupert Murdoch, the media tycoon, was ordered, in fact, to pay his second wife, Anna Torv, $1.7 billion. dollars when their marriage ended in 1998. In fact, there have been notable actors and actresses. Mel Gibson, for example, he split and his net worth of some $850 million with his wife of nearly 30 years when they split in 2009. And even Madonna, when she was married and her ex-husband, British film director Guy Ritchie, had to pay an eye-watering $92 million to settle their divorce. It is not a pleasant experience. The only people that benefit are the lawyers. Well, so, listeners, are you going through a divorce? What's your story? What's your feeling on what's happened to Jeff Bezos? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's bad? Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? Well, thanks for joining us today on this rather contentious subject. Join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.